India, 1962. America's most famous poet is living in the poorest neighborhood of Calcutta. Broke, disillusioned, and in search of enlightenment.
Allen Ginsberg was arguably America's first hippie. But when he went to India in 1962 with his lover Peter Orlovsky, he upended every Indian's image of Americans, says Ram Devineni.
You have Allen Ginsberg coming to India, living in the filthiest and cheapest hotel in Kolkata, and living cheap and dressing like just literally backpacking and living off the street almost.
June 3rd marks Allen Ginsberg's birthday, and Devineni has just directed a new documentary, Ginsberg's Karma, about Allen Ginsberg's passage to India. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Kolkata in the 1960s was a city in ferment. There were strikes and protests. Marxists argued with communists about Moscow versus Beijing. Ginsberg found young poets there who would gather every evening at the coffee house. Devineni.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you turn around at your table and you see the poet that wrote this monumental poem, and that got them all excited.
Everyone had read Howl, says poet Shubodh Sarkar in the documentary.
I'm sure at that time, every young poet, every household wanted to have a copy of Howl.
Deborah Baker, the author of A Blue Hand, Allen Ginsberg and the Beats in India, says for poets like Sunil Ganguly, it was amazing that this famous American poet wanted to hang out with them.
Allen was, for some of them, like for Sunil Ganguly, Allen was like the first white person he ever spoke to.
And not like the proper white Englishman they might have seen around the colonial city. This one traveled third class on trains and looked grungy.
Allen would, you know, wear clothes, you know, where it was clear that he was completely naked underneath his, you know, pajamas. And, you know, that was shocking to them. And Peter would take off his clothes at the drop of a hat. And that obviously gave housekeepers, the servants, like heart attacks.
The gay bit was confusing, but they were cool with it. Sunil Ganguly reminisced that Allen Ginsberg once propositioned him. Ganguly was game to experiment.
So you do it once with me and I will do it once with you. Allen said, no. I am active. I cannot be passive. So I didn't know the difference between active and passive at that time. And then I said, forget it.
But they didn't know what to make of the rest of him. Ginsberg was looking for a teacher, a guru, says Baker.
He kept going on and on and on about, you know, gurus. And they, since they were just totally secular and not at all interested in any kind of spiritual enlightenment or searching or anything like that.
They wanted to eat cheap Chinese food and drink alcohol, but he wanted to get high on cannabis and go to the crematoriums and hang out with the doped-out, ash-smeared holy men who lived there. So they humored him and did both. In the end, Ginsberg didn't find the guru he wanted, but he did bring something back from India, beyond the Om chants and the hippie love, says Devineni.
That exploration and the idea of not being a tourist, but becoming a traveler is what I think Allen really brought in to America.
Allen Ginsberg's passage to India can now feel like a cliche, the Westerner looking for enlightenment in the mystic East, except he went there before it became that cliche. But as an Indian who made the reverse journey from Kolkata to San Francisco, what strikes me is how fearless he was in his embrace of India. Deborah Baker.
I think what he was drawn to is the fact that India doesn't hide anything. You know, life is up in your face. Death is up in your face. Dying, illness, all those things.
I came to the West because it protected me from many of those same things, while Ginsberg rushed headlong into them and emerged transformed in ways he hadn't imagined.
You know, he arrived in India with like a pocket square and always a comb in his pocket and perfectly barbered and shaved. And then, you know, when he came back to America, you know, he looked like a guru himself.
A ragged, lovelorn American saint in whom even an Indian like me could find solace. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.